Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. November 8, 1864. Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, was re-elected on this day. He defeated Democrat George B. McClellan and carried all but three states, getting 212 of 233 electoral votes with 55% of the popular vote. On November 8, 1889... Montana, the treasure state, entered the United States of America as number 41, and it turned out to be quite a treasure. Coal, copper, lead, zinc, and silver have all been mined in Montana. November 8, 1895. Scientist Wilhelm Röntgen took the first X-ray pictures on this day. He had been experimenting with electricity but failed to turn off the machine. The device he was working with overheated and emitted rays. After a number of hours of head-scratching, writing equations, and much hypothesis, Rankin came upon the scientific principle that would allow him to take X-ray pictures. Rankin may have been a clever scientist, but he had no business savvy. He never patented his X-ray machine and never received any money for it. On November 8, 1910, the first U.S. patent for an electric insect destroyer was issued to William H. Frost of Spokane, Washington. The invention used a number of electrically energized parallel wires, and a flying insect passing between them would complete the circuit by bridging the wires with its body and zap the insect. November 8, 1965.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
The voice of MacDonald Carey introduced the popular soap opera Days of Our Lives, which debuted on NBC TV on this day. On November 8, 1975, Elton John's album Rock of the Westies debuted at number one on U.S. album charts. Celebrating birthdays today, Grammy Award-winning singer Bonnie Raitt was born in 1949. TV host Mary Hart was born in 1950. Chuck is in love. And Ricky Lee Jones was born in 1954. The number one record on this date in 1974 was... You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Bachman Turner Overdrive. And that's Rewind for November 8, 2024.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.